One thing that makes Syria such a dangerous place is the presence of radical groups like the so-called Islamic State, ISIS, which Martin, fortunately, did not run into. ISIS is skilled at using slick production values in their propaganda, but it turns out adhering to copyright law is not their strong suit. Then again, why would it be? Brian McCarty is a photographer based in L.A., and recently he found one of his images in an unexpected place. So tell us about this, Brian. What was the photo of? Where'd you find it?
Well, the photo is from Gaza. It was art directed by a child, and it's meant to convey her fear of war, of missile strikes particularly. ISIS took it, removed a toy meant to represent the girl, and placed in their iconography and a shield around it and a bunch of copy and captions.
All right. So you talked about some toys here. And I know you've been working on a project called War Toys for a couple of years. I assume this photo was part of it. Tell me about the project and how this photo fit into it.
So the goal of the project, or the goal of War Toys, is to articulate children's firsthand accounts of war. Even when looking at war, you can read all the studies and statistics you want, and you can look at, you know, photos taken by journalists and still not get an idea of how these children feel, what they think, sort of their individual experiences. And so the goal of the project is to go in, interview these kids through art and play, and then turn the results of those interviews into photographs of locally found toys, staged on location to recreate their firsthand experiences. This photo was taken right in the build-up to what was called Operation Pillar of Defense. This is in November of 2012. And this one little girl, she made this drawing with all these elements in it of soldiers and tanks and helicopters. But when you talked to her, she only talked about the missiles and the fear of being killed by these missiles. And so this photo was taken in response to that. I found a little bootleg Cinderella in Gaza and some missiles and went to a local location and started staging it. All the while, you could feel concussion blast, you know, from actual missile strikes happening over the horizon.
It's curious that it wasn't just a stock photo that ISIS took. It was kind of the project with meaning. How did ISIS actually use your photo?
They took it and removed the toy, removed the Cinderella, and placed in what appears to be copies of the Quran and some other religious iconography, and then put this sort of magical shield or dome around it, and then add in the caption. So left the missiles, left everything else intact, but added in the caption, I'm going to paraphrase, I don't actually speak Arabic, but something to the effect of even if everything is destroyed, the Islamic symbol and state will survive no matter what. And for me, it hits so hard because this photograph particularly was meant to convey this one girl's fear of war, a fear of dying. And then ISIS took it and turned into something promoting more or less that very thing, or at least the ideology behind that.
Right. How did you find out that this had all happened?
There's a web service for photographers and other creative people called Pixie, and they'd sent me a beta test invite, and I decided to try it. The whole idea of the service is to scour the internet and search for images, your images, so you can find, you know, unlicensed commercial usage, which is rampant for my more traditional mainstream work. And so I figured, oh, you know, hey, maybe collect a few bucks from people who are using my work unauthorized. And this was one of the first things that came up and was just dumbfounded to see it.
Wow.
This wasn't about being ripped off. This wasn't about, you know, missing income or someone taking money from my pocket. It was, I mean, surreal is one word certainly, but it was a kick in the gut.
How do you know ISIS did this and that it isn't some sort of prank? Are there watermarks or some code left behind?
I haven't actually looked at the metadata, and I don't know for a fact, but it was spread through a Twitter account that's tied to ISIS that does nothing but really spew out this sort of propaganda. So I can only assume. There's no way I can verify for sure, but it certainly appears that way.
So what could you do about this? What could artists in general do if their photos are used in propaganda messages by ISIS?
I'm not sure if there's much recourse, really. For me, it was turning it into a positive. Pixie encouraged me strongly to allow them to blog about it, to talk about it, to bring attention to the experiences of these children, which is what I've done. Short of that, I think you have no recourse whatsoever.
Brian McCarty, a photographer based in Los Angeles, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.